In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg. This is CPR News. Colorado hospitals are preparing for a surge of COVID-19 patients after weeks of rapidly rising case counts. Jeffrey Sankoff is an emergency doctor in Denver. For the metro area, he's not only worried about hospital capacity.
We have an incredible shortage of staff. And that shortage of staff means that even though there are physically beds available, those beds can't be filled with patients because there's not adequate staff.
He says that's due to a general nursing shortage and medical workers who have gotten sick or need to care for family during the pandemic. It's not just House Speaker Nancy Pelosi who's expected to retain a top leadership spot. On the Republican side, Representative Kevin McCarthy is expected to keep a top job. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
McCarthy can expect support from Republican Representative Doug Lamborn. He praised McCarthy's performance as minority leader over the last 2 years. Lamborn says McCarthy has done an excellent job, and he wholeheartedly supports him as minority leader in the 117th Congress as the GOP works to win back control of the House in 2022. Emails sent to Representative Ken Buck's office and Representative-elect Lauren Boebert about their support for McCarthy were not answered in time for this broadcast. Boebert was chosen by McCarthy for the House GOP Young Guns campaign program during the election cycle. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
It's 66 degrees in Boulder, 56 in Ouray. This is CPR News.